Okay, well, whether you're down in the dumps after a relationship breakup, worried about a particular situation, or just craving a drastic change, it can be difficult to put the wheels in motion. Marina Jay is a relationship coach, and she's just released a great new book. It's called Turn Yourself On. Now, it's all about turning on your power, freeing yourself from self-sabotage, turning your life around, and getting your happiness mojo back. It's really important stuff, and we all need this from time to time. Marina Jay joins us on the line. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. What's the most important thing to understand about self-sabotage? Because we all do this every now and again.
I know we do. We do. And it's not a feel-good word, is it? Even just the word makes you go, ugh. So the good news is that in my experience, the people with the most potential self-sabotage the most.
Right.
So it actually means if you're listening to this right now and you're sabotaging yourself and you know you are, it's actually a really good sign. So the good news is that you can free yourself from it.
Okay.
Wow, that's really got me thinking. Hi, Marina, it's Michelle here.
Hi.
When you said that the people with the most potential often are the biggest self-sabotagers, and I straight away thought of athletes. Mm. You see it where you've got someone that's just got the most amazing potential, but they throw it away.
Yeah, like Andy Murray, the tennis player. I mean, he just reached number one this morning. But he's spent the longest time between number two and number one, apparently, than any other tennis player in the whole world forever. So it's taken him from 2009 till now. And for whatever reason, I know that one part of it would have absolutely been self-talk, self-sabotage. And I've been dying to coach him. I've wanted to help him because I could see it. He's got such potential. And that's the thing, self-sabotage. The reason that I get so excited when a client has it is because all your potential is wrapped up in there. There's so much potential in that area that you're sabotaging.
Why do we do it?
Why do we do it? Well, we actually do it for a reason. You know, us human beings, we're actually very logical. And so the reason for us doing it is it actually keeps us safe. So if you think about it, it's like realizing that you're running, you're hiding, you're keeping yourself small to protect yourself from success because somewhere in you, the possibility of success is scaring you. And so really, you know, it's like we're frightened of the attention it will get us or we're worried that we'll do it wrong and so on. Whatever the reason is, there's always a reason. And so the reason that we self-sabotage is it's our escape from perceived hardship. And so you'd rather stay here in painful sabotage land, what I call it, then get to your next level of success because you perceive that next level of success as more painful. And so where you find yourself now is the better of the two evils. You're safe. And that's why we self-sabotage.
Marina, it's Gerald here. What's the difference between self-sabotaging and, say, self-doubt? We're coming into exam time right across the country here, and there's a lot of kids, particularly in year 11, year 12, that have got their future on the line, and they doubt themselves. So what's the subtle differences between the two?
Self-doubt is where you're really not sure you can do it, and that's where you'll go and get help. Self-sabotage is probably when you think you can do it, but you're doing sneaky little things to stop yourself, and they'll be subconscious. So self-doubt's normally pretty straightforward. You can hear it in your mind. You are saying it. You know, you might be going downstairs to your mum and dad saying, I don't know if I can do it. I think I'm going to fail. Self-sabotage is saying, yeah, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be great. And then you go up to your bedroom to study, but you clean your room or you're on Facebook or you're listening to music. You know, that's self-sabotage. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Marina, what Gerald's picked up there on the exam time as well, I suppose if you're taking that through your school years as a student and putting all that pressure on yourself, you're taking that into your first job, your second job, and into your adult life, right? And having said that, some of the most successful people I know are the unhappiest people I know as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, self-sabotage, the great news about it, though, is that, look, we all do it. The shiny, happy people you see, the really successful people, we all do it. And we normally do it before we want to get to our next level. And it's all those voices in our heads that tell us, who am I to do this? Or you're never going to make it. Or it's a bunch of beliefs. None of them are real. But all of them are to keep us safe. So it's a really important step to A, recognize it, and B, then to heal it.
Hmm. And where can people start on that journey of healing?
Of healing? Well, 85% of what stops us is actually living right now in our subconsciousness. So it's actually healing yourself with a therapist, with a practitioner, with a life coach like myself, actually at your deepest level. And so I take my clients down into that level, and you heal it and you clear it. And then that's it. It just isn't there anymore. But one thing, if you're listening to this right now, one thing you can ask yourself is, what is this leading me to do? So you literally say to yourself, well, every time I self-sabotage, it's my sign that I need. What is it leading you to do? Do you need to get real support? Do you need to be kind to yourself? Are you actually aching for freedom? You know, do you need to, it's like, what is it for you? And if you actually follow that thread of self-sabotage, you're on your way to freeing yourself from it.
That I'm a little bit fascinated by this whole thing, because I see it a lot in my line of work,
right,
when I'm working with people to get their health back on track, whether they want to lose some weight or whether they just want to get healthier, and they self-sabotage all the time. And I sort of say to them, which pain do you want? Because life is full of joys and pain.
Yes.
Do you want to, you know, 1 hour of exercise, which you think is going to be really painful and actually won't be that bad, or the other 23 hours in the day where you're loathing on yourself? Do you know what I mean? Like, which pain? Choose your pain.
Absolutely. It's like, when you listen to your self-saboteur, it will have no power over you anymore. So it's like, which pain do you want? Do you want the other 23 hours? Listen to this pain. If you actually genuinely listen to it, you'll kind of, something in you will click, and you'll actually be able to move through it much faster. And it's the ability, you know, that whole positive mindset of just keep positive, you can do it. I hate a lot of that, because all it does is makes you feel desperate inside. When you actually listen to the thing that's bothering you the most, then you can move through it. So it's making friends. I know that's a funny way of saying it, but it's actually, can you make friends with your self-saboteur? And the first step is to listen to it, because it is, it's pain. You're absolutely right, Michelle, it is.
Marina, really fascinating stuff. We do appreciate your time this morning. Turn Yourself On, terrific name for the book, by the way. Turn Yourself On was Amazon's number one bestseller in just 3 hours. And listening to you talk for just a few minutes, we can completely understand why. Thank you for joining us on the House of Wellness.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a fascinating conversation with Marina Jay?
Oh, gee, we could have spoken to her for an hour, because the whole issue, and we're all coming from different directions, aren't we? But the fundamental underlying issue that we see, and sometimes we probably even cope with ourselves, is, and I know I use the word self-doubt, but it's almost not wanting to succeed, and we've just got to get over that.
I'll admit, I do it myself. I self-sabotage all the time.
I think we all do it. Yeah. It's about trying to find, I suppose, the positive things and to celebrate the good things instead of sabotaging yourself over the bad things, right?
Yeah.
Is it trying to be successful all the time that puts unreasonable pressure on yourself?
Yes. Maybe. Yeah. Really, it was a really interesting chat. I can't wait to see the book, Turn Yourself On, Amazon's number one bestseller, in just 3 hours.
3 hours.
All right, we are taking... That's our big lesson for today. Wasn't that interesting? Stop the self-sabotaging.
Just be yourself. Yeah. You know, we try and be all things to all men and try and please everybody, but there's no harm at all, is there, Michelle? I'm just taking a step back and say, you know, I'm as good as I want to be.
I think sometimes we've got to be kind to ourselves, and we forget to be. We're so hard on ourselves, and that sometimes the self-talk that's inside of our own heads, we would be horrified if we heard our children speak about themselves like that, and yet we're happy to say it to ourselves.
And do you guys think this is all magnified on social media somewhat? Because we're being judged all of the time, and people are looking at our photos and our Facebook and our Instagram and telling us what they think.
Yes, and I think there's a lot of comparisons out there too. And comparisons, to me, in my world, in my experience, is a complete waste of time. Comparing yourself to someone else is pointless. It's because everybody's different. Mm. I think that probably even more so with social media.
Yeah.
Yes, and social media is so anonymous, Michelle, isn't it? There's just things said and things done without any responsibility taken for what's said and done. And we've just got to remember that it's a bit of a fictitious world out there. Things don't often happen just the way they are. And that's really some of the pressure that's being put on the younger generation these days, that they probably try and live in a world where maybe it's not all that good.
Well, that's right, because you can go out and be confident and proud of what you've achieved and all of that sort of thing, and then people are bringing you down.
I think I'm going to get Marina's book.
What's that?
I think I'm going to get Marina's book. Yeah,
it is a terrific... Turn yourself on. It sounds like a terrific... I think we're all really interested in this morning.